And we are sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Have you ever been to one of those office or company meetings where the boss stands up and says,
"We do have some news to share."
Uh-oh. Pete Stavros, the head of KKR, a private equity company that years earlier had bought the CHI overhead door company in Arthur, Illinois, was announcing that the company had been sold. Would this be one of those stories where the soulless speculators from the big city cash out and crush the major employer of a tiny farming town? No. The $3 billion KKR was paid for CHI was shared with the company's several hundred employees, including office manager Rhonda Jameson.
This was a great day for Rhonda.
And it was a very good day for hourly workers who received checks averaging $175,000. And many long-term employees got over $750,000. And Pete Stavros told Leslie Picker of CNBC,
"This isn't charity. It's not a gift. They drove an unbelievable amount of productivity in the business."
Arthur, population 2,500, is far from a company town that rises and falls based on how one industry is doing. Another large employer is Mastercraft Cabinets, and agriculture is a big driver of the local economy.
We claim to have some of the richest farmland in the Midwest.
And Village President Rod Randall says tourism is big, too, thanks to the Amish community, the largest and oldest in Illinois, dating back to the 1860s.
A lot of the Amish industries around here, and you can go into some of the wood shops, and they actually have observation areas where you can look down and watch furniture being manufactured. And then recently, the Amish Heritage Center has grown just to the east of Arthur as a tourist attraction.
Located southeast of Decatur, about 30 minutes, or 3 hours south of Chicago, Arthur's motto is,
"You're a stranger only once."
And where hundreds of workers at CHI Overhead Door Company have much fatter bank accounts. By the way, a few days late, but June was National Garage Door Safety Month. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.